Welcome to the Amherst Wesleyan Church Sermon Podcast. Continuing our series on how to build a healthy family. And so we're going to, as we dig into the Word here this morning, and we talk about what does God think about our families, what kind of guidance and direction does He give us in our families. I want to say some of you are kind of like up to your eyeballs in the family stuff right now. Right? You're like kids and marriage and your parents and siblings and all this stuff, and you feel it all the time. Others of you, you may feel like, okay, I don't know if this is really something I need to wrestle with, something I'm really experiencing, but you are. You are in a couple of different ways. Number one, like, we're all part of a family somehow. And we've got people around us somehow. And even if you're in this situation where you don't have your parents and you don't have kids and you're not married and you're all alone, you still have some history there that you can connect with or that you wrestle with. And this stuff that we talk about applies to even that history and even those memories that you wrestle with. For others of you, I need you to understand that we as a church are a community, and that you may not have a biological family kicking around that you're navigating all these problems with, but you are surrounded by people who are part of your community and so part of your family. And so we're in this together, okay? And so I feel like I need to give that kind of lead into this content, because I think it's really important that not just for those who are got little kids and trying to figure out how do I raise teenagers and stuff like that, but it's all of us together are navigating this and walking this together, okay? Does that make sense? Okay. So as we're talking about family, we've mentioned all kinds of different problems that we face, all kinds of struggles that we deal with that really challenge us as we're trying to build healthy families. We know that being in a marriage, having kids, growing up with siblings and dealing with your parents, and whether you're dealing with your parents as you're growing up or you're getting a little bit older and your parents are getting older and you're like, how do I navigate my aging parents? We know that all of those relationships tend to change and get very messy at times, don't they? We know that it feels like often the world is pushing in and trying to destroy a lot of the relationships that you hold most dear. The relationship with your spouse, the relationship with your kids, the relationship with your siblings, the relationship with your parents. It feels like everything is out to get you, out to destroy and pull those relationships and pull you apart. You can feel very heavy, very defeated, very lost when you're dealing with these relationships. And you may be here thinking, how am I supposed to navigate these things? And what do I do to even save my family from falling apart? Maybe you've been rushing from place to place to place, and it feels like you have no time together anymore. Feels like you guys are getting more and more distant. Maybe you feel like members of your family are going in one direction and you're going in another direction, and you're just getting further and further apart, and it's affecting not just kind of the direction of your lives, but it's affecting how close you are as a family. You may find that As you are maybe parenting your kids, that things are getting frustrating, things are getting hard, and you start to see that the baggage that you've brought into your marriage or that you brought into your family starts to creep in. Things that you thought you were buried, things that you thought were dealt with in your past. You know, those things where you're like, I'm never going to be like my mother. I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but there are days when I'm looking at Heidi and I'm thinking, Heidi, you are acting just like your mother right now. She's sitting back there today, so I'll hear about that later, but it's true. It's true. It's true. And you're dealing with stuff, and all of a sudden, all those things that you thought were buried or that you didn't want to do, you start behaving in those ways. You may find that you or your kids or your spouse is constantly on their phone. You know that moment when you're sitting there and you look over and you're like, get off your phone! And then you go on your phone? No. That's just me, I guess. You're dealing with your kids, and they're just constantly bombarded with social media, and they feel anxious, and they feel depressed by all these things. You guys know the struggles. You guys are aware of the struggles of being in a family and what you're going through. And so what I want us to understand here today is that to God, your family matters. And your family is a priority and is supposed to be a priority for you. So last week we read this passage where it says, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth is a different situation. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. And we read that last week, and that gave us some instruction about how we're supposed to really nurture the relationships in our lives. But Paul also gives instruction to a young pastor named Timothy. And he writes in what we have as 1 Timothy, his first letter to this young pastor, he says, if anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? And then, in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, he says, anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. I believe that this shows us that God cares about your family, that God wants your family to be a priority to you, that he has interest in your family, and he wants you to live out a certain way in your family. And I believe he gave us significant guidance with that. And last week we talked about how everybody in your family, in varying degrees, needs love, honor, respect, and patience. And quite often we need a particular piece of that, and that's what we miss out. Men really need that respect, and that's often what they're missing. Parents definitely need patience for their kids, and that's often the hardest thing to give them. But those are the elements that we desperately need. And so with this passage and from 1 Timothy and the passage from Ephesians that clarifies all that, we know that God wants us to really focus on providing love, honor, respect, and patience in our families. Okay? Tracking with me? The problem is not just that those are things that we often lack and just naturally get missed in the process of our families, but I believe that Satan and his demons are after your family and actively trying to destroy your family. And I think he does that by attacking those four elements. When you start to see the opposite of those four elements creep into your family, that's your sign that you are actually under attack by the enemy. Where instead of love, you start feeling hate, unforgiveness, lust. When instead of honor, you're feeling pride and entitlement and selfishness, and you're starting to belittle other people. Where instead of respect, you start to get greed and dishonesty. You become unreliable. You start to mistrust and abuse. Where instead of patience, you are just rushed. You feel guilt and shame and stress and overstimulation. When you start to see those things, that is the opposite of what God wants to cultivate in your family. Those are the things that are going to start pulling your family apart. Those are the things that are going to start destroying those relationships. And I think this is a reality that we need to face. That if something opposes love, honor, respect, or patience in your family, it's actually attacking your family. So if something in your world, in your habits, in your patterns, in your recreation, in your family life, if something in your world opposes love, honor, respect, or patience in your family, it's not just making it hard for you to have a healthy family. I believe it is actually attacking your family. And Jesus speaks very clearly about temptation. He speaks very clearly about the situations where if something is diminishing your spiritual walk, something that is causing you to sin, something that's destroying the kingdom of God, he's very clear. In Matthew chapter 5, he says, if your right eye is causing you to sin, then get rid of it. Pluck it out. If your left arm is causing you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to go without the eye or without the arm and be in heaven than to end up in hell with a destroyed family, with a messed up family, all separated from God, but have your arm and have your eye. He's making the point not that you should dismember yourself. He's making the point that you have got to set your priorities straight, and holding on to certain things because you like them, because they're convenient, because they're helpful, because they're good, to the sacrifice of your eternity or the sacrifice of your family does not make any sense. And the reality is that if something is opposing the foundations of a healthy family, and it is opposing love, honor, respect, or patience in your family, it is actually attacking your family. Why do we drink water? To live. Why do you eat soup? To live, to nourishment, it's food. You eat it so that you continue to live, right? So what happens if somebody puts poison in your water? And I'm not saying that somebody put Coke in your water instead of Pepsi or something. Like somebody actually puts like arsenic in your water. What has happened to the water? It's poisonous. What's going to happen? You're going to die. Do you go, well, you know what? It's still water. It's still water. I need it to live. Are you going to drink it anyway? If you've got soup and there's poison in it, and you go, well, I need it to live. I need some food. I need nourishment. Do you eat it anyway? No, because it's going to end up killing you. When we have stuff in our lives and we're saying, you know what, this stuff is in it because it's good for my family, but it's actually opposing love, honor, respect, or patience, that's not going to deal with your thirst. That's not going to deal with your hunger. It's actually going to kill your family. And I'm trying to amp this up. I'm trying to point out the seriousness of this because I find that a lot of times, you know, with family, especially in our culture today, because it feels like families are absolutely under attack, we often go about it and go, you know what? A little bit of poison, that's okay. A little bit of poison in my water, in my soup, in my food, in my whatever, that's okay. It's going to do some damage, but for the most part, it's going to be okay. And the reality is, it's not just diminishing and limiting your capacity to have a happy, healthy family. It is actively destroying and attacking your family. If something opposes love, honor, respect, or patience in your family, it is actually attacking your family. What does that mean? And I'm sure that you're sitting there, many of you are sitting there, and you've got things going through your head, and you're justifying it. You're like, well, it's not that bad, or, well, I can make this slight modification, and it's not going to... Ladies and gentlemen, it makes more sense for you to miss out on those things and have a healthy, strong family, to have a great relationship with your kids, with your siblings, with your parents, and miss out on those things. Those relationships, your family, matters. Paul makes that very clear in his letters. I believe God makes that very clear to you and to me, that our family relationships need to be a priority. And everything that we allow in our lives that attacks that is going to destroy something that God feels is supposed to be of utmost importance to us. And that may very well mean that you need to make sports second to your family's faith. It may mean that there are some sports or some extracurricular activities that you need to get rid of because there's no way for you to allow your faith to actually be a higher priority and keep it in your life. It means you might need to cut back on screen time or get rid of it entirely. Maybe you need to limit social media. Maybe you need to give chores to the kids. Maybe you need to spend time actually fixing your marriage. You need to start living within your means. You need to avoid temptations. You need to make sure that you are not being sucked into the gossip around you, that you are making sure that you are giving high priority to time with your faith community here on Sundays, with small groups, with coming to youth group and kids ministry, making sure that you're doing your own Bible reading, you're spending time in prayer in your own life, that you are setting aside time for your family to read the Word together. And all these other things that end up making you busy, that end up making you feel bitter towards each other, where you end up belittling, or you feel entitled, or you're in this place where you lack patience for your kids because of all this stuff going on. I'm telling you, folks, that if it is opposing your patience with your kids, it is not just an obstacle, it is an attack on your family. If it is getting in the way of how you love your spouse, it is an attack on your family. If it is causing your kids to dishonor you, it is an attack on your family. If it is making you belittle your husband, it is an attack on your family. And I think the basic rule of thumb is you've got to understand that your family has to be more important to you than any of those other things. It's not just an obstacle. I believe it's actually attacking your family. God wants your marriage to be a place of unity and intimacy. He wants your kids to grow, to be mature, healthy, secure, confident, powerful forces for the kingdom of God. Great, godly men and women. He wants your family to be that place of safety, of security, of peace, and of rest. He wants you to look at your parents and treat them as more important than you even think they are. He wants our families to be places of love, honor, respect, and patience. And if we go on the offensive and we actually start attacking the things that are attacking our family and we get rid of those things, you will find that your family will become more and more and more a place of love, honor, respect, and patience. But if you just coast through, the attacks are going to keep coming, and that's going to degrade. And your family is going to start taking the hits and falling apart more and more and more. And I don't think that's what God wants for you. I don't think that's what God has in store for you. And you don't need to fight that battle alone. And I believe that Christ has come to give us victory over the darkness, and he has come to give us victory over those attacks, and he has made a way for us to be champions and to fight for our family and have victory. And I believe that if we go on the offensive and we actually face these things, see them for what they are, and start taking the steps we need to take in order to cultivate these things in our lives and oppose the things that are attacking those things in our lives, then we will start to see families grow stronger and stronger and healthier and better places to cultivate a rich life in the Holy Spirit. And this isn't just for parents. This is for you as children. This is for you as siblings. This is for you as people that come together as a community. We need to start making our families a priority. The worship team's going to come back up, and they're going to lead us in a couple more songs here. And as they do that, I want you to take these next 20 minutes, whatever it is, and I want you to really allow these words to settle on you, to reflect on them, and hear what it is that God is trying to say to you. I think some of you, God has put something very specific on your heart, something that you know needs to be gotten rid of, something that you need to start attacking, that you need to put aside, that you need to put in its place, or something you just need to cut off. And you're going to sit there and you're going to explain it, you're going to wrestle with it, you're going to try to justify it. And I want you just to listen to what God is saying. Don't try to fight him on it. Listen to what God is saying and do it. Because the things in our lives that oppose love, honor, respect, and patience aren't just obstacles. They're actually attacking your family.
Thanks for listening and being part of our church and joining us in this journey to become down-to-earth people following Jesus in down-to-earth ways.